It's 8:01. This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, February 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. Senate Republicans were able to strip funding for a law on the books allowing people in the country illegally to obtain a Colorado driver's license. Democrats say it's wrong for the GOP to block a program that's already working. Benta Berkland reports.
Democrats passed the bill in 2013. It allows undocumented immigrants who've lived in Colorado for the last 2 years and have paid taxes to get a license. They pay an extra application fee that is collected by the Department of Revenue. Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver says the program has the money to operate.
I can't understand why we would intentionally deny services to residents of Colorado when our beliefs are we ought to serve all the residents the same way.
But Republicans who do not support the underlying policy say they have every right to block the Department of Revenue from spending the money. As a result, programs in Colorado Springs, Grand Junction, Aurora, and Fort Collins have been shut down. Undocumented immigrants can still get a license in Denver. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Colorado Attorney General's office has filed a lawsuit against the federal government over the listing of the Gunnison sage grouse. Last November, the Gunnison sage grouse was listed as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. After the announcement, Colorado, along with environmental groups and local governments, threatened to sue. On Wednesday, the state filed a lawsuit in federal court against the U.S. Department of Interior and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over the listing. In a release, Colorado Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman says her office filed its complaint against the federal government in defense of the state's robust efforts and $40 million investment to protect the Gunnison sage grouse. In further Capitol coverage, a parent's Bill of Rights proposal initially cleared the state Senate Wednesday. The proposal touches on everything from health education to vaccines. Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Senator Tim Neville of Littleton is the main sponsor of Senate Bill 77. He says the goal is to get parents more engaged in their children's lives and education. For instance, the measure would notify parents about human sexuality curriculum so they could opt their children out of it.
I hear a lot of frustration with the fact that many parents believe in certain circumstances that they cannot easily get that information.
The proposal would also make it clear that parents can opt out of vaccinating their children. Opponents object to a provision mandating parents authorize all medical decisions, including counseling and mental health care. They argue it would prevent children who are abused from seeking help. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A year after recreational marijuana stores opened, Colorado is still trying to determine the impact on youth who aren't legally allowed to use pot. Recently released data shows that in the last school year, drug incidents in Colorado middle and high schools reached a 10-year high, and certain districts stand out to the data, including the Mesa County Valley School District. District officials say they're trying to address the problem through more education. KBNF's Laura Palmisano reports.
With nearly 22,000 students, Mesa County Valley School District 51 is the 12th largest district in the state. Recent data compiled by Rocky Mountain PBSI News from the Colorado Department of Education shows this district saw 22% more student drug incidents last year than the year before. District 51 reported 200 incidents. That's just under 10 cases per 1,000 students, one-third higher than the state average. Kathy Haller, the Prevention Services Coordinator for the district, says schools in Mesa County are reporting more students getting in trouble for marijuana.
A couple years back, there was a doubling of our expulsions for substance use. And I truly believe that that is due to availability. You know, it used to be that kids had to work really hard if they wanted to be able to find marijuana or other substances. And now with the legalization and the availability, it's just there.
Last November, District 51 launched a new drug intervention program called Pathways. It's for first and second time student drug offenders. The 5-day program takes place off campus. Haller says it's run by mental health specialists who focus on working with kids with substance abuse issues.
And they do a screening and an evaluation to kind of indicate whether it's an abusive, addictive issue with a youth or whether it's just an experimentation.
Cody Rorick is the assistant coordinator for Pathways. He says the district tries to tailor the program to fit a student's individual needs.
Commonly, we see students coming into the program on their first day and with the mindset that they know everything there is about marijuana and the effects of it and how they think it's cool and they think it's okay.
Rorick says the students spend more than 30 hours of classroom time learning how drugs can harm them. and they meet with counselors to help sort out what is going on in their lives that would lead them to use drugs in the first place. He says the program also tries to teach kids critical thinking skills that the counselors hope will help these young people make better choices.
And in 5 days, realistically, we cannot change a behavior, but we plant the seed, get them to engage at a level of which we can come to an understanding and meeting them where they're at and addressing their things and trying to help them come up with a plan to help them eventually overcome and understand the effects of their choices.
So far, more than 50 students have completed the program. And Rorick says the Mesa County School District is also working on a Tier 2 program for repeat offenders. State data shows last school year drug incidents in Colorado middle and high schools reached a 10-year high, and that increase is being driven by more cases at middle schools. Prevention Services Coordinator Kathy Haller says District 51 is seeing this trend.
We are seeing an increase in use at the middle school level, and again, I think that's availability. It is primarily marijuana. We have seen some increase in the use of pills.
Haller thinks student drug use is going up because certain substances are more available. She says now that pot is legal, it's easier for students to find it, and it's not hard to steal a few pills without an adult noticing.
We don't have this in hard data, but anecdotally, kids will tell us they got it from their parents or they got it from a friend's parents. And that doesn't necessarily mean it was supplied by them, but they were able to secure it in their own home.
Neural Activity is a youth-led organization in Mesa County where high schoolers talk to middle school students about the dangers of drug abuse. 17-year-old high school senior Macharni Skalecki is the president of her local chapter.
So we try and promote natural highs instead of synthetic highs. And we go into middle schools and show them presentations on how you can have a good time without getting these synthetic highs from drugs.
Skalecki says she's done about 20 presentations at area middle schools since the organization launched over a year ago.
I feel like drug prevention these days has been focused mostly at high school students, but for Neural Activity, we strongly believe that the problem starts sooner than that. And I think it's important to get in their minds the issues that are going to arise and the problems that they might have to face.
Skalecki believes younger students are more likely to listen to older kids since many of them face the same issues.
Kids are actually really receptive to what we have to say. My first presentation, I was really nervous going in, thinking that some of the scientific numbers and results that we've found might go over their heads, but they actually are super excited to learn what we have to tell them, and they take it in really well.
Haller says it's not realistic for adults to think they can keep students away from drugs if they want to try them. But schools and parents can teach kids about the physical and social consequences of substance abuse.
I think that education is the key because we can't protect our kids from these things. They have to have some buy-in into the fact of why it's not a good idea for them at this point in their lives.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
And finally, the Center for Mental Health in Montrose has received a grant through marijuana tax dollars to help prevent youth pot use and abuse. The $422,000 grant was announced this week. The center will distribute the funds to 16 organizations across the Western Slope that work with kids. The Delta County School District will receive the most funding with a $100,000 grant. Gunnison Valley Mentors will get nearly $50,000. The Ouray County School District will receive $38,000, and Partners of Delta, Montrose, and Ouray will receive $36,000. Stay tuned for the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Knapp.